This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Fresh coronavirus outbreaks stretching as far as China's remote western Xinjiang region are being recorded today as the number of COVID-19 cases worldwide approaches 14 million, with a death toll of more than 590,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. India has surpassed 1 million infections, third only behind the U.S. and Brazil, with India's fatalities approaching 26,000. Brazil's staggering caseload now tops 2 million, with 76,000 lives lost, 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May. President Jair Bolsonaro is among those fighting the disease. He's said to be taking the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, unproven to be effective against COVID. India's grim milestone has further raised anxieties tied to the country's overwhelmed hospitals and a badly worn healthcare system. In the technology hub of Bangalore, there is a week-long lockdown in effect. Tokyo has hit a daily high of 293 infections as Japan tries to keep the world's third largest economy running while curbing the outbreak. It is a precarious balancing act of opening restaurants and theaters with limited seating and having store clerks work behind plastic shielding. Japan has lost 985 lives to the pandemic. Indonesia says it's extending its social restrictions in the capital of Jakarta, which claims nearly 16,000 of the country's reported 82,000 infections. The virus death toll in the country, more than 3,800. Israel has reinstated a wide array of virus precautions. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls them interim steps to avoid another general shutdown. Restaurants will be limited to takeout and delivery, and many businesses will be closed on the weekends. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is lifting a government recommendation against using public transit and will end the advisory that people work at home. The UK's chief science official says, however, the work-at-home guidance should stay in force. Britain has lost more than 45,000 lives to COVID. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Large parts of China, eastern and central China, are being inundated by the worst flooding in decades, and Reuters reports there are resulting disruptions in key supply chains, including those dealing with protective equipment for dealing with the coronavirus. Officials in the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic was born late last year, warned residents to take precautions as water levels fast approach their maximum guaranteed safety mark. The giant Three Gorges Reservoir, which has been holding back water to try to ease downstream flood risks, is said to be more than 10 meters higher than its warning point. In Australia, the state of New South Wales is tightening its pandemic rules after health officials found 8 new COVID infections. With a record 428 new cases, the city of Melbourne is a virus hotspot. Here in the United States, there is no shortage of worsening virus hotspots. Cases are climbing toward 3.6 million, with more than 138,000 deaths. Disease spikes are spread across the South and West. Among the states hardest hit, Florida, with close to 14,000 new cases yesterday and 156 virus deaths. Florida's totals close to 316,000 infections and some 4,700 fatalities. Texas, for the third straight day, recorded 10,000 new COVID cases and 129 deaths. A third of the state's 3,400 fatalities have come in the first 2 weeks of July. In the state of Arizona, infections are closing in on 135,000, 55,000 this month alone. Fatalities now number about 2,500. Arizona yesterday had the unwelcome distinction of leading the U.S. in the growth of confirmed coronavirus cases. It also has the country's most alarming rise in positive virus test results, more than 25%. In the latest 24-hour period, the United States broke its daily record for new cases with more than 77,000. It appears all of this is having a serious impact on U.S. President Donald Trump's poll numbers. A new survey by Reuters and Ipsos shows that only 1 in 4 Americans believe him when he says it is important for schools to reopen this fall. 4 in 10 parents say they'll likely keep their children home. The online survey was conducted as the country's 13,000 school districts wrestle with how to safely resume classes after closing in the spring. A poll done by the Washington Post and ABC shows only 38% of Americans support Mr. Trump's handling of the pandemic, down from 46% in May. And a 63% majority said controlling the spread of COVID was more important than reopening the economy, another belief at sharp odds with Mr. Trump's stated priorities. The head of the European Council, Charles Michel, says a deal on the next European budget and an EU recovery fund is possible at a summit in Brussels, which is set for today. Michel told reporters, quote, "With political courage, it's possible to reach an agreement. At stake is an $853 billion coronavirus bailout package." More news online at VOA.